So at Speakeasy, we help people to obviously deliver their message in a more compelling and effective way. And the way that we do that is that typically an event would involve perhaps 12 or 15 people from all sorts of different businesses, mostly business owners, occasionally business development people representing larger companies, or maybe even job seekers who are looking to put forward their own proposition about themselves in a more effective way. So we meet typically at about 5:45 in the evening. They're not all at that time, but most of them are in the evening. We network for about half an hour or so. We sit down. We have a U-shape seating formation, which encourages a very open discussion to take place. We allow people to introduce themselves, first of all, in perhaps 60 seconds or so, you know, the basic elevator pitch. I will then explain how Speakeasy works and why we're all here and how to get the best from it. And then we invite up to four people who've pre-prepared their proposition, their pitch, and they deliver that proposition in 5 minutes in whatever way they want to. They could use slides, they could just speak, they can use props. It's entirely up to them to use that 5 minutes in as creative a way as they wish. And then we invite feedback from the audience. And this is the critical thing with Speakeasy. This is why Speakeasy is so unusual, because we create a safe environment for people to feed back to the presenters exactly what they took away from the message. And the critical thing here is that when you deliver a message, you're known as the encoder. This is what the psychologists talk about. You're the encoder, okay? But your audience, the recipient of that message, are the decoders, and they make sense of it in whatever way they will, through their, you know, their filters, through whatever particular experiences or prejudices they may have. And very often there's a mismatch between what you think you've said and what the audience takes in. And this is one of the fundamental strengths of Speakeasy, is it helps people to become more effective when they deliver their message, because they're getting a real life insight into what the audience is taking in from what they've said. So you become much better at structuring your story, at putting it across in a compelling way, so that you do yourself and you do your product or your service justice when you need to. My role as a facilitator is to make sure that the environment's safe, it's very constructive, it's very nurturing, it's very encouraging, it's very open. And I help to interpret the feedback that comes back from the audience, and occasionally we'll bring in other experts from other performance fields, like stand-up comedy, or maybe people who coach actors, or maybe NLP practitioners or emotional intelligence experts. And they're all skilled in their own way at understanding how things are received by an audience and communicated by an actor, which is basically what you are when you stood up in front of an audience. You're a performer, and your task is to connect with your audience.